Nubank found or admits strange error that sent a fake message to customers. She is Cristina Junquera, the founder of Nubank, as she faces questions from followers on Instagram about a bizarre error in the bank app that sent a false message about a supposed liquidity event. She says it was an operational mistake, triggered when a submitted pull request accidentally activated the protocol for such events, and that the messages reached only a small group of customers. Cybersecurity specialists say an operational slip is possible, but sabotage or a hack cannot be ruled out. They also note that a real liquidity protocol would be unlikely. Nubank later said the fault came from a developer who activated a communications flow by mistake and that there was no impact on security or service. The article will examine what happened, how the company responded, and what experts say about its controls and lessons learned. A fake liquidation message went out due to an operational error. An accidental PR activation started a liquidation communication flow. Only a small group of customers received the message. Nubank apologized and said there was no security or service impact. Experts say it could be an internal mistake or sabotage, but a liquidation protocol is unlikely. Nubank found a response after bizarre app error sends false liquidation message. What happened? Nubank faced a notable mishap when its mobile app sent a message claiming the bank would be liquidated. Cristina Junquera, the company's founder, addressed followers on Instagram and described the incident as an operational error. She indicated that a team member submitted a pull request that accidentally activated a protocol used in such events. The messages reached only a small slice of customers, but the episode caused disruption. The bank apologized to everyone who received the incorrect information and said steps are in place to prevent a repeat. About the PR reference, Junquera's mention of a PR is not fully clear. In software terms, it typically means a pull request, a change proposal that could be added to the main system. Given the context, observers infer this is the likely meaning, though the exact term was not formally defined. Expert opinions. Cybersecurity specialists cited by industry outlets suggest an operational error is plausible. However, they do not rule out other possibilities, including internal sabotage or a cyber attack. They note that it seems unlikely Nubank would need a formal protocol for a liquidation scenario from the central bank, since such an event is extremely remote. Reactions from the founder. A follower commented that Junquera likely felt strong emotions about the mistake. She acknowledged the feeling but emphasized the quick response and remediation efforts that followed. Conclusion: the Nubank incident illustrates how a single operational error triggered by a developer's pull request that activated a communications flow can briefly reach a limited audience, and sow confusion. While cybersecurity specialists acknowledge the possibility of internal sabotage or a hack, they consider a formal liquidation protocol from the central bank unlikely and confirm there was no impact on security or service. Nubank's swift apology and rapid fixes demonstrate the importance of sound change controls, disciplined PR processes, and robust incident response capabilities. The episode offers essential lessons learned: strengthen safeguards around notification flows, improve monitoring and access controls, ensure clear separation between development and live communications, and maintain transparent, timely communications to protect customers and the brand. In sum, even low-probability events require vigilant procedures to prevent misinformation and sustain trust. Frequently asked questions. What happened with Nubank's strange error? It was an operational error. A developer submitted a pull request that accidentally activated a liquidation protocol. The fake message went to a small group of customers. What did Cristina Junquera say about the PR that caused it? She said it was an operational error caused by a PR that triggered the protocol. She apologized and said they learned from it and fixed it quickly. How many customers saw the fake message? Only a small, restricted group of customers received it. What did Nubank say in its note to customers? They called it an operational error, identified and fixed fast. There was no impact on safety, stability, or services. Do experts think this was sabotage or a hack? Some say it's likely an internal mistake. Others question sabotage or a hack, but a bank liquidation protocol is considered unlikely.